Well, Adam, firstly, welcome to Blackburn Rovers. How long have you been aware of interest from Tony Mowbray in signing you again?
Yeah, for a while now. I think obviously there was interest before I went to Bolton, but obviously I'm here now and I'm delighted it's got done and I can't wait to get started again.
Some people will look at it and say first half of the season in the Championship and now League One. Do you see it as a step down?
No, because I think the stature of this club, I think, is a Championship and even a Premier League club. I think that's what we've got to push forward to now, and firstly that's getting promoted and out of this league and back in them where they belong.
I'm sure at some level you've been here before at Ewood Park or the training ground, but when you come in here as a Rovers player, do you look at the facilities and think this really isn't League One?
I just said before, the facilities are great, yeah. I think that we just need to take it to the next level and keep winning games and keep getting them 3 points on the board.
Your last spell in League One was terrific for you, wasn't it? 20 league goals?
Yeah, that was my first loan at Coventry. Obviously under Mowbray here, yeah. Got 20 goals, and like I said, I'd like to try and bring some goals to this team as well.
What was it about his coaching, his management, that brought the best of you, do you think?
I think everything. I think he just lets you enjoy your football and get out there, and he doesn't put too many demands on you. Yeah, he lets you play freely, which is a good thing, and like you said, he's a top manager. He's proved it everywhere he's went, so I'm looking forward to working with him again.
Is he someone that you've kept in touch with in the last couple of years since you've not worked for him?
Yeah, I've kept in touch with him now and then. Obviously, we played them last season against Barnsley when I was there. Bought them then, so it's all looking good.
How would you describe the last couple of seasons? I mean, players who go out on loan, it's for development. Sometimes it's for older players who aren't getting a game where they are. But how successful has it been for you so far in your career?
I've enjoyed every single minute of it. I think, obviously, going out on loan is to get experience at my age. I think people forget sometimes of how young I am still. I mean, I'm only 20, and I think I've played over 100-odd games now in the league, and I think I can't ask for more, really, as a 20-year-old, and just got to keep on working hard every day. And like I said, when it comes to game days, make sure I'm performing.
Is the last thing you need under 23 football? I mean, some players have it till they are 23 and they've not really developed in a way they ought to have done. Do you much prefer this route?
Yeah, I definitely prefer this route. I mean, don't get us wrong, 23s is still a good standard, but I think you don't realise the competitiveness of the leagues. Obviously, like I said before, it's good to get out on loan and enjoy your football.
In terms of Newcastle, I suppose while you've been out on loan, they've had different managers. Rafa, of course, currently. Do you get a lot of feedback from them as to how you're doing and how they see the future for you?
Yeah, I guess. I think you speak quite a lot with the 23s manager up there, and you just keep in touch and you get on with it. They kind of leave you do it and keep in touch now and then to see how you're doing and progressing. So everything's looking good so far.
I believe that Bolton played you in more of a wide position than down the middle. They use Gary Medine down the middle more often than not. Did that bring the best of you or not?
I don't think so. I think, obviously, strike as my position, but I like playing any cross, any front four, so it didn't really bother us that much. But because Bolton went so direct, I wouldn't say it wasn't really the club for me, the way I play. I like the ball on the ground and stuff, but like I said, I've seen Blackburn play a lot of times and they like to play a lot of good football, so hopefully I can add to that.
Do you look at it and think, I've got my work cut out here? Danny Graham's here, Dominic Samuel, Joe Nuttall, Bradley Dack just behind the forwards.
I know all of them anyway, of playing against them. It'll be a good test, and I think all the lads get on, so it'll be good.
Great time to come in, isn't it, when you're playing second in the league this weekend, which is arguably the most important game this season for the club?
I've been keeping an eye out on the table, and it's looking feisty at the top, if I can say, but I'm sure we'll be all right and we'll get promoted, hopefully.
Have you had an opportunity to train yet, or are you literally just in the door and you're going to do that later?
No, I trained this morning with the lads. It was a good session and good to be back on the grass.